Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lean Analytics by Alistair Kroll is a practical guide to using data as a compass for building products, validating business models, and scaling startups with less guesswork. Grounded in lean startup thinking, the book focuses on how to choose the right metrics at the right time, so teams do not drown in dashboards or chase vanity numbers. It introduces the idea that every company has a stage of growth and a corresponding one metric that matters, the single measurement that best captures progress toward a key goal. Rather than treating analytics as a specialist function, Kroll frames measurement as a leadership discipline that clarifies priorities, accelerates learning, and improves decision-making. The book also surveys different business types, such as SaaS, e-commerce, marketplaces, media, and mobile, showing how goals and metrics differ across models. For founders, product managers, growth teams, and investors, it provides a structured way to run experiments, interpret signals, and make smarter trade-offs with limited time and resources. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from lean startup to lean analytics, the book positions analytics as the engine that powers lean startup cycles of build, measure, learn. Instead of relying on opinions, founders can turn uncertainty into testable assumptions and then use evidence to decide what to do next. A key emphasis is that measurement is not about collecting more data, but about collecting the right data that reduces risk. Lean analytics encourages teams to translate strategy into a small set of measurable outcomes, then design experiments that can confirm or disprove a hypothesis quickly. This creates a repeatable learning loop: define a problem, propose a solution, measure behavior, and adjust based on results. The approach also highlights the cultural shift required inside a startup. Teams must be comfortable being wrong, must agree on definitions, and must avoid arguing about anecdotes. When analytics is done well, it supports faster iteration, clearer prioritization, and better communication with stakeholders because progress is expressed in observable changes. In this framing, metrics are not a report card after the fact, but a steering wheel that guides product and market decisions as the company evolves. Secondly, stages of growth and the one metric that matters. A central idea is that startups move through stages and that each stage has a dominant question to answer. Early on, the company must prove that a real problem exists and that the product can solve it for a specific audience. Later, the focus shifts to repeatability, acquisition efficiency, revenue expansion, and scaling operations. Lean analytics argues that because the primary risk changes over time, the primary metric must change too. This is where the one metric that matters becomes valuable. It is the single measure that best reflects the current bottleneck, the thing that will most improve the business if it improves. The book also warns against vanity metrics that look impressive but do not predict sustainable growth, such as raw page views or total downloads. Instead, it steers readers toward actionable metrics tied to behavior, retention, and conversion. By aligning the team around one key metric, debates become more focused, roadmaps become more coherent, and experiments become easier to evaluate. The result is a disciplined way to avoid distraction and to ensure that everyone is pushing on the same lever at the same time. Thirdly, choosing metrics by business model, lean analytics recognizes that not all startups succeed by optimizing the same numbers. A SaaS company must understand activation, retention, expansion revenue, and churn dynamics. An e-commerce business must master conversion rates, average order value, repeat purchase behavior, and margin. A marketplace must balance supply and demand, liquidity and trust so that transactions happen reliably. A media business often depends on engagement, audience growth, and monetization through ads or subscriptions. Mobile apps may prioritize onboarding completion, session frequency, and long-term retention. The book helps readers see how the value chain differs across these models, which clarifies which events and cohorts should be tracked. It encourages mapping the customer journey and identifying the critical step that predicts downstream success. That makes metric selection more than copying a popular dashboard template. It becomes a deliberate choice grounded in how the business creates value and how customers decide to stay, buy, or leave. This perspective reduces wasted effort because teams stop optimizing for measures that do not meaningfully move revenue, retention, or network effects in their specific context. Fourthly, cohorts, funnels, and experiments for real learning. The book emphasizes analysis methods that reveal causality and progression rather than surface-level aggregates. Funnel analysis clarifies where users drop out from awareness to activation to purchase, making it easier to target improvements. Cohort analysis separates new users from older users so teams can see whether changes actually improved retention or merely benefited an already loyal group. This helps avoid the trap of averaging away important signals. Lean analytics also ties measurement to experimentation, define a hypothesis, decide what success looks like, run the smallest test possible, and evaluate results against a baseline. It highlights the importance of instrumenting the product so behavioral data is reliable and consistent, with clear event naming and shared definitions across the team. Another practical focus is speed. The value of an experiment is not just accuracy, but time to learning. By combining cohorts, funnels, and rapid tests, a startup can diagnose problems like weak onboarding, mismatched pricing, unclear positioning, or low trust. The intent is to build a learning system that turns product changes and marketing efforts into measurable insights, enabling confident decisions under uncertainty. Lastly, using data to make better decisions without losing judgment, Lean Analytics treats data as a decision tool, not a replacement for leadership. Metrics can mislead when definitions are inconsistent, when tracking is incomplete, or when the team optimizes what is easy to measure rather than what matters. The book encourages combining quantitative signals with qualitative discovery, such as interviews, usability tests, and customer support feedback, to understand why users behave as they do. It also promotes discipline around goal setting and accountability. If a metric is important, it should be reviewed regularly, owned by someone, and connected to actions the team can take. Another theme is avoiding analysis paralysis. Teams should start simple, focus on a small number of key measures, and refine instrumentation as they learn. The book also acknowledges that as companies mature, analytics becomes more operational, supporting forecasting, segmentation, and scaling decisions. Throughout, the message is that the most valuable analytics system is the one that changes behavior inside the company. When data leads to better prioritization, clearer trade-offs, and faster learning, it becomes a competitive advantage rather than a reporting burden. In conclusion, this book is best for founders, product managers, growth marketers, and early-stage teams who want to reduce uncertainty and make progress measurable. It is also useful for investors and advisors who need a structured way to evaluate traction beyond surface-level numbers. Readers benefit because Lean Analytics turns the vague idea of being data-driven into a repeatable practice. Identify the current business risk, choose a focus metric that reflects that risk, and run experiments that shorten time to learning. That mindset can improve daily decision-making, prevent wasted development, and bring clarity to debates about what to build next. Compared to many analytics books that concentrate on tools, tracking implementations, or generic KPI lists, this one connects metrics to stages of company growth and to distinct business models. That makes the guidance more actionable for real startup constraints, where time, money, and attention are scarce. It is worth buying if you want a framework that helps you select the right measures, avoid vanity metrics, and align your team around the few signals that truly indicate progress, not just activity. If you would like to support Alistair Kroll, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.